There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Oh, we got to talk about, I thought we'll give some good news for Ben Affleck.
Good. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Did make me smile. About a month ago, we had seen Ben Affleck being photographed in Medford, Massachusetts, and he was at a Dunkin' Donuts working the drive-in.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yep.
And there were cameras around him, and J-Lo was there, and people assumed at the time they're filming a Super Bowl commercial. And now Dunkin' Donuts has confirmed
they're filming a Super Bowl commercial.
They did film a commercial, and that Ben is really working at Dunkin', but not the way you think. He's their creative. He came up, apparently, with the whole ad campaign, wrote the commercial for himself and J-Lo. She is in it. And someone made a comment that it's amazing, because he's getting paid several million dollars to be a Dunkin' Donut person.
But he drinks that stuff every day. You always see him for years.
They could have, I mean, he is always drinking it. He likes it. But yeah, he signed a multi-million dollar deal back in January. In addition to paying him several million for, I guess we call it a brand ambassadorship, Dunkin' is donating to Ben's nonprofit, the Eastern Congo Initiative.
I love that.
And so, but anyway, so they are doing a commercial, and Ben's, it was initially going to be just a regular campaign, but now it's changed and it's going to be during the Super Bowl. The commercial is funny and cute. It shows Ben working at a Dunkin' in his free time because he loves it so much. Then Jen pulls up to the drive through and says, "What are you doing here? Is this what you do all day?" And they're both very excited about it. And the CMO at Dunkin' told Entertainment Tonight, "Dunkin' is airing its first ever Super Bowl ad this year. But you'll have to tune in Sunday to see what Ben is brewing."
Now, of all the commercials, I want to see this one. I got to be honest.
Yeah, he kind of wanted a hidden camera commercial.
I love it.
And so they, he's heavily involved. He's been loving it for years. And if they could move fast enough. Okay, and I know it's already filmed and it's not going to be changed.
They could do a little spoof on him looking bored.
Yes, and it was because he hadn't had his Dunkin' today.
Right. This spoof is what you're like, right. Yeah.
But they could do that social media wise or whatever. So anyways, I think that's so cute.
I think so too. Yeah. I do too.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, so I got to get your read on this. So remember I told you I saw the new ad for Magic Mike's Last Dance?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought the trailer looked good when I saw
it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the
Do
latest.
Do you have another review?
No, I have the latest headline coming out of it. According to director Steven Soderbergh, it doesn't have any nudity.
Damn it!
What?
He's going to, the director wanted to show the...
Shame is right,
the
Grant.
Sexiness of emotion... Versus
No.
The sexiness of
you
emotion.
You had me, then you lost me.
Wait a second. Just let me finish. Oh. The sexiness of emotion and vulnerability instead. He had an interview with Rolling Stone. He said, quote, "To me, it's about sexy. It's not about sex per se. And whether the movie is explicit. There's not even a thong. What's sexy is intimacy and genuine emotion. Something that feels alive and electric and has potential for vulnerability.
No.
That can be sexy."
You tried to get too artistic with something that was already just beautiful in itself.
Well, I kind of think that's what...
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
I mean, are we not even going to see... I mean, this is about male strippers. Let's be honest. This is...
We need to see a little come
fanny
on,
and some great, you know, ripped
abs. This is the last dance. I want to see a little something on the way out.
The thing is, Steven Soderbergh misunderstands the appeal of Magic Mike. He's totally missing...
But he's already directed two of them, I swear. I think he's directed these.
Well, maybe he has, but he's misunderstanding that one. Yeah, he did decorate the first one. Direct, yes, or decorate.
And he decorated the chairs. Yeah, he did. And then he did the second base back, so...
We're enthusiastic oglers, okay? We hardly ever get men to ogle at, okay?
In movies. The whole point of the movie is these are male dancers.
Yes, and we're enthusiastic about our ogling. Give us our... Let us enjoy the easygoing, erotically gifted Mike.
That's kind of what I thought, Lori. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
and despite Salma Hayek, the client turned lover turned employer, I'm afraid this movie is going to lack energy if we don't have anything to ogle, and we do not have any.
Did you see that? Did you see that headline about her today that she had no choice when she was getting married to that guy she married?
This is how desperate she is. Trot out this story. This is a terrible story.
I thought so too. I didn't know it was coming. I had no choice, kind of thing.
And my family dragged me.
You're marrying the richest man in the world.
Yeah,
with all the fashion lines. I mean, holy cow! And it's just so weird. I thought that was weird. So I don't know what's happening. Yeah. Where's Channum?
I don't know, but
why isn't he sitting down with people?
Yeah.
Isn't this coming out soon?
Yes, it is coming out very soon. It is coming out very soon, and I'm going to have to wait for Chris Hewitt's review to see what it says. But I know I do not want to go and not have anything to ogle at. Come on.
I know. And remember Channum said he wasn't going to work out his heart for this one.
No.
Well, he doesn't have to, but some of his dancers can. That's what you got a whole troop for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Twitter.
Think of the good
Twitter stopped. Yeah. Twitter chokes. User hits with widespread daily limit error message because you got this today.
Oh, yeah. I can't even access.
Like or retweet or.
Someone wrote, go home Twitter, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Apparently it was announced it was moving away from allowing developers to access his application programming interface, which is called API, for free, and will instead offer a paid basic tier. No more specific details, but something's happening.
So an API allows you to funnel information into a specific network or a website.
But
so they're going to charge access. Yeah, you schedule it. So they're going to charge you now to funnel that information. God, Elon is just making this a horrible, horrible platform. And I haven't been able to use it all day and I've needed it.
This is you two's way you communicate.
Yeah, this is terrible.
It's like Morse code. You two are at it. No one knows what you do, but you do DM each other a lot.
We do. Are they going to mess with that?
So you might just heads up for tomorrow, guys, because... Yeah.
This is
all right. If you're an enthusiastic ogler, we've got something for you to ogle because beautiful Jonathan Majors is on the cover of Ebony magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's posted for you. He's everywhere right now. First of all, he was in Devotion with Glenn Powell. He plays the naval aviator, the true life story. He's in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Not only that, but he is going to he's Kang the Conqueror. And Kang the Conqueror, if anybody knows, he's going to be like the Thanos of this generation of Marvel movies. So Jonathan Majors is going
will
to
be a spinoff off of this Ant-Man?
Not a spinoff. He's going to be the main villain that this new group of Avengers is going to have to come. But he's going to be in every Marvel movie. I mean, he is setting himself up huge right
now. Yeah, he's got three big movies this year. Quantumania and then Creed.
Pecs.
Creed 3.
His pecs.
Oh.
They're like basketball.
I want to hang on him like a tree.
You could grab onto his pecs and he could lift you up and down.
He's absolutely...
Entertainment is a means of catharsis.
Like you said, he's in Creed. He's the brother, the long-lost cousin or brother of...
In Creed 3, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan's long-lost brother.
And he was in our one show, that HBO show, Lovecraft Country.
Oh, yeah. Lovecraft.
He was in that. I feel like he's like just on the verge of becoming a movie star. Like, really, he's just going to pop everywhere.
He's in a cute pink suit.
Oh, yeah. No, he's real...
But when it comes to this Marvel mega journey that he's going to take, this Quantumanium, Ant-Man Wasp, which comes out here in a couple weeks.
I saw the previews for that too with my kids.
I've already got tickets for it. I can't wait.
Yeah.
This is not the first starting. We saw him in Loki, the TV show. That was the first time we saw him, but Marvel fans have been waiting for this reveal. And
he's perfect.
He's perfect for this role, and we're going to see him for the next probably 5 or 6 years in the Marvel universe.
He's a very good actor. I mean, you know, his performance, the guy he plays in Devotion, you know, it was so good, even though not a lot of dialogue.
Okay.
You know, he just, I don't know. I've I've liked him since I discovered him on Lovecraft. That's where I discovered him.
I just discovered him personally when you showed me the preview for Creed 3, and I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, Jonathan.
Oh, my God.
80 for Brady was number one at the box office on Monday and Tuesday. Their strategy of matinee senior pricing is working.
Mm-hmm. The other thing.
It's a hit.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And it's, I know you're just talking about the Marvel and all those fantastic big movies, Grant, and mm-hmm. you love all that.
Yep.
But you also like, gentler movies. But
A genial PG-13, mildly raunchy comedy with these legend. I mean, people
it's
will
fun.
Go.
They will go
to the theater.
I'm going to see this because the cast alone is legendary.
Okay, so I was with my son last night, who I saw it with, one of them. And I said, did you really like that? And he goes, it was all right, Mom. It was all right.
Yeah.
Because he was enthusiastic because we were with my mom and stuff. And I was wondering if he was faking it.
Right.
But he just said, it was all right.
Well, if you all can share that together, it makes it even better.
It was fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to admit it was fun because my mom just got such a kick out of it.
Yeah. Oh, we knew she would. I'm glad you insisted because I think she'd also like A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks. That's in the same genre. Mm-hmm.
See, genial and kind I would of like movie. To see that movie, too.
Yeah. And
my mom is the odd duck who liked the Banshees
of Inisherin.
Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Yeah.
None of us will watch it.
Uh-uh.
Casey watched it.
And he hated it.
He did not care for it. He did not care for that movie.
He did not care for it.
That was not
the gal, the younger. Okay. Oh, we got to go. It's time for the dad alert. We'll be right back.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Right, Graham, what kind of dirt you got for us?
Well, let's start out with some dirty rich billionaires here.
Okay,
so we got Bill Gates. Rumors surrounding Bill Gates and a current relationship that he might be supposedly in with the widow of the late Oracle co-CEO, Mark Hurd. And apparently, from an inside source within their inner circle, they've been together for over almost a year now.
Did they meet over their love of tennis and counting their money? I mean, I think he wasn't that Oracle guy. I mean, isn't she like a rich widow?
Yeah, she's worth $500 million after his death. So, I mean,
she's not after Bill for his money.
Yeah, she's definitely not after his money.
I like how rich people find rich people.
Yeah, no kidding.
So her ex-husband, Mark, ran the computer and printer maker Hewlett Packard from 2005 to 2010. Then he left that after a sexual harassment scandal and joined Oracle a month later.
Wow.
But yeah, she's got $500 million. We all know Bill Gates is worth billions of dollars. Yeah. But yeah, this is quite the power couple. And like I said, from an insider within the in their social group, they have been together for at least about a year now.
All right. Well, she must not mind his voice.
Lori just said to me,
have you ever heard Bill Gates talk? I mean, he's so smart and stuff, but I can't stand his voice.
David Beckham asked.
David Beckham does the same thing.
I am David Beckham.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bill Gates. I could overlook it. I'm really good at being
honest. Could you overlook it for $106 million? I'll wear wax earplugs.
I think I could. I would get hearing aids that just show heavy alto. It lowered his voice. You just
get the wax, the swimmer's ear. That's what Casey does. If I'm out and, he doesn't want to be woken up, he puts in the swimmer wax.
Oh, those are great.
They seal out all sound.
All sound. Yep. I use those whenever I go sleep in hotels.
So you could be dating somebody with a voice you didn't like and just use...
read their lips.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm just...
dreamily, it'll be so easy to pretend to be interested, too, if you didn't actually have to engage.
You don't mind if I turn up the music again.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Well, this Paula, she is, she's only 6-7 years his younger. So, and she's very, very, very beautiful. So congratulations, So I would have to say he does not look 67. That's for sure.
Bill Gates?
Bill Gates looks a little bit older than 67.
Oh, my God. That man needs some moisturizer.
Yes.
In the worst way. Every time I've ever seen him do an interview, I just thought if I'd been his wife, I would have been just nagging him. But you could tell.
But some people, I mean.
No. But this is a man who does not use moisturizer.
No. Okay. Hey, you'll love this, Julia. They actually fell in love with their love for tennis.
See?
That was
she's a big tennis player.
She's a big tennis person. And
she's
that's
not.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Not an injured tennis player like me.
No, so that's kind of a cool way where they all right get together. So
well, I wonder if Melinda Gates is dating anybody. You think that she would be?
Don't you remember
be
she got married and divorced already?
No, you're thinking of Mackenzie.
Oh,
Jeff
I
Bezos
am.
Is
Bezos
is exactly.
I'm sorry, I'm putting them all in the rich women.
Yeah, the
rich
other
women.
The billionaire club.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, let's take a path down Royal Avenue here, you guys. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They're going to be deposed in what looks to be her estranged sister Samantha's defamation case against her. You know, they had Meghan apparently had tried to contest this, that they weren't going to be, they didn't want to, you know, be a part of it. But the judge said, hey, you know, basically they didn't show enough evidence. And due to the unusual circumstances, they do need to testify.
So Samantha is suing
Meghan
and Harry for defamation
because of the interview that they did with Oprah back in the day, where she apparently claims that Meghan, where is it here? Samantha is suing Meghan for defamation. She demonstrably false and malicious statements made to the worldwide audience during this interview with Oprah. She also defamed and destroyed her and Thomas's reputation and credibility. The suit alleged that Meghan did so in order to preserve and promote the false rags to royalty narrative that she has fabricated about her life to the royal family and the worldwide media.
Remember when you're suing somebody, the depositions do take place.
Yes,
it doesn't mean that anything is going to happen. And
discovery,
Meghan,
right?
Yeah, basically, and Meghan Markle was like, "Do I even have to?" Because remember, she never doesn't know Samantha.
No.
She's like 25 years older than Meghan. Mm-hmm. They were not ever raised in this. I'm sorry, this Samantha, remember she wrote that nasty book?
Yes, she
gave hostile interviews and spread all kinds of conspiracy theories about Meghan Markle, who is just biologically related to her sister through the father. And
that's
they don't even know each other.
Exactly.
And they did not, it's so.
So Samantha requested by a jury by trust.
So the judge said they get to be deposed.
Yep. And she's seeking only $75,000 in damages.
Well, that's because it's probably some legal thing she has to do.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There you go. So.
Well, all right.
We'll see what happens with that. But we were talking earlier about this Disney situation, and I was bringing up to you how Disney announced that Fantastic Four is being made. But this is all surrounding a big announcement that they made today that the company will let go 7,000 of its employees. Now, that's roughly 3% of its workforce.
Wow.
As they look to cut $3 billion in costs and restore a dividend that it eliminated during the pandemic. So they're trying to make up for money lost during the pandemic.
For their stockholders.
This is why they brought Bob Iger back to do the layoff?
Wow.
And is it all in the entertainment and sports side?
Mostly entertainment and sports side, yes. And here's the other part of it, too. So they are still, even though they're going to cut $3 billion in cost, they're still going to be spending on content $30 billion a year.
I can't.
That makes no sense.
It does make some sense.
Like,
I have no idea.
Exactly. But the one thing that allowed them to spend this $30 billion was the box office from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Avatar, The Way of Water. They made so much money so far off of those two movies that's why they can spend a little bit more on content. But
that are losing their jobs, that's really a bummer.
And in addition to that, as you're saying, you're going to lose jobs, you're announcing all these upcoming projects that you're going to spend money on. Now, this is three projects they announced. They're going to release
more sequels for the animated movies Frozen. We're going to get a Frozen 3. We're going to get a fifth installment of Toy Story. And we're going to get a second installment of Zootopia. These are all big ones with the kids. The kids loved them. But, you know, these are big money makers for Disney. But why would you announce that all on the same day that you're...
Yeah, that's
I mean, it's a quarterly meeting, obviously, but it's not
bad timing.
Very bad timing.
But that's why they brought Bob Iger back. Wow. He knows how to lay people off and...
Now, moving on to Armie Hammer. Now, we learned about earlier this week, I think at the end of last week, Armie did his first real, like, sit-down interview.
Who did he do this with?
Was it The Sun?
I'm avoiding everything.
He bugs me so much.
Interview to Airmail.
Graydon Carter's Airmail.
A subscription email
newsletter.
So his ex-wife, Elizabeth Chambers, is now breaking her silence since this interview has come out. And she's doing so as she's going to be on the cover but she's going to be in Elle magazine. So this is all with Elle magazine. And she's come out with some pretty intense comments. She basically said he broke my heart in 9 million pieces. She said that she learned all of these things as we did. She did not know any of this stuff in the past, which was just completely shocking.
We did know that she did had no idea. Yes. And she found out what a dirty dog, because remember, all this happens and then COVID is happening and he stayed in L.A.
Yep.
And she was in the Caymans with the kids.
Yep.
And then he couldn't travel there.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why she was pissed and wanted to get things out there about him. I read it, that interview, and it was...
So did I, yeah.
It was kind of woe is me and making excuses under the guise of accountability.
100%. And I have read that entire thing. Yeah. It was every single reason why anything happened was because of this, rather than it was, I just had problems.
It was real low on accountability. Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So she's letting everybody know he's the worst.
I believe he broke her. I believe her.
Yeah, she wants her children to have nothing to do with them, being that they're both under 8 and all these headlines. Can you imagine trying to hide your kids from these type of headlines?
Yeah.
Terrible news there. So,
okay. Well, in honor of the chapter of Escandalo, the saga of TJ and Amy coming to a Lifetime movie soon. There have been workplace affairs of the famous that have caused scandal over the years, and I thought I would just give a few examples one. And the current, with this closing the door, since those two, they've left. We have no word.
They've parted ways with ABC.
We don't know if they are trying to get other jobs elsewhere. We have no idea any of those details.
Teaming up with Matt Lauer.
Yeah, that's right. But here's the story. ABC, when Page Six said that, listen, it's a sex den around here. There's a lot of sex happening. And I think, we got from watching The Morning Show... That was certainly a storyline in the very first episode about
a stressful environment, working long hours,
suddenly traveling together.
You're opening up a filing cabinet and you look at the next person and their lips are right there on yours.
That's right. We're broadcast news. People, they're working inside day and night, traveling together. Anyway, I mean, just recently or not that long ago, Jeff Zucker was taken down at CNN when it was revealed he was screwing his PR lady.
For years. For years, and they lived in the same building on different floors.
Yes. Okay, so here's ABC. They've been a wolf den for a while, apparently. Back in 1997, ABC News was rocked when it was revealed that news chief David Weston was sleeping with his executive vice president of communications, Sherry Rollins. They were both married to other people. And the Weston Rollins thing went on in the gossip columns for weeks in New York and Washington. In fact, Liz Smith and Cindy Adams were on it every single day because those are the media, this is where the stories are coming from, New York media. So David Weston kept his job, though, until 2010. Mm-hmm. Sherry had to leave. Mm-hmm. They got divorced, they got married, and they had a son. Well, and even before the Weston Rollins soap opera, ABC was famous as a hotbed media
Plato's Retreat. There were constant stories in the 80s about all the monkey business all over the place, in the studios, even in the elevators. ABC Evening News anchor Peter Jennings, who was respected and erudite, was pretty much a well-known hound dog, but he did not have any affairs with anyone at ABC.
He chose
other people.
Yes.
Okay. And so
That's right.
And so some other things, you know, going outside, I had forgotten about this one. This story about Kenneth Branagh and Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, yes.
It was widely reported that Kenneth Branagh left Love Actually actress and his wife Emma Thompson for Helena after they worked together in 1994's Frankenstein. Addressing her split, Emma told The Telegraph, this was years later, like maybe just last fall, I had my heart very badly broken by Ken, so I knew what it was like to find the necklace that wasn't meant for me. Well, it wasn't exactly that, but we've all been through it.
Right.
And that's what she summoned up. So, and they just had this, and everyone on the Frankenstein set knew that these two were having this torrid affair. And this one I'd forgotten about, too. John Malkovich and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Dangerous
Liaisons. Were both married when they co-starred in Dangerous Liaisons. And the film's director, Stephen Frears, said John's marriage was breaking up, and during the movie, he was having an affair with Michelle. I don't, you know, I don't remember that one. But that movie was quite a long time ago, Dangerous Liaisons. And, of course, that movie is about betrayal and lies and relationships.
I never saw that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
It was overwhelming, the director, Stephen Frears, said, for John Malkovich. Even for a man who delights in bad behavior, he had a hard time with that role. But he had it. He and Michelle had this little, little thing. More recently, Lily James and Dominic West. I mean, they played father and daughter in The Pursuit of Love and were spotted kissing in Rome.
Hated that show.
Yeah, you did?
Oh, it was horrible. That was just, Lily James, it was just so horrible. It's
okay, and they shared a scooter together, and he's married, you know, to his wife, and they own a castle in Ireland. And remember, he made her come outside of the castle, and they had the note, our marriage is strong, and we are very much still together. I'd kind of forgotten about this one, but she wrote about it in her memoir. Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher. The late Fisher revealed she had an affair with a then married Harrison.
Hated this member.
Yeah, on the set of Star Wars in her memoir, The Princess Diarist. Very good book. Chatting on Today back in 2016, she revealed they had a 3-month one night stand. And writing about a fantasy that he would leave his wife in her book, she wrote, Harrison would unexpectedly but gently and responsibly leave his wife. And after a barely noticeable, dignified amount of time, he would marry me in an unsentimental, tasteful way. We would astonish everyone by remaining together until one of us died. And all, and this was all because one night, I dared to do an imitation for him in the pub one night. And that's when he just fell for her.
During Star Wars.
And the whole filming.
As a fan of Star Wars, I really wish that would have happened. If Han Solo and Princess Leia would have gotten together, that would have been such a story.
And that's how she writes about it. She really fell for him.
I can see why, because the chemistry of those two on set for those movies, even in these later ones when they redid, you know, they brought their characters back. It was strong.
Yeah.
You could feel it.
He was like maybe, I don't know, was she 21 to his 32, something like
that? A little bit older.
Yeah, a little bit older. So that was an affair that happened. And then I forgot about this one on the set of Lost.
Oh, this one's
Dominic Monaghan was in a relationship with Evangeline Lilly when he claimed that she was unfaithful while filming Lost. But he blamed the situation on his drug habit. Speaking on Anna Faris's podcast, he said, I think she was just kind of looking around to see what was an option. There was a little bit of crossover. That's what he called it, which was pretty upsetting for me. And it kind of exploded in my face in an awful way. I had to be told, do you realize that she's banging this guy? But he didn't say what guy it is when we were together. And I was like, wait, what? So So I always wonder if it was that one guy, the hot guy.
Jack from Lost?
Yeah.
Well, because that was the stipulation. There was a lot of jealousy. And he was in, what was it, Jack's name? Matthew Fox.
Matthew Fox.
Yeah. So Matthew Fox.
Party of Five.
Their characters, Evangeline Lilly's characters and Matthew Fox characters on Lost were like in this to Matt on and off thing throughout the whole show. And it made whoever the Dominic jealous. It made him jealous. It made him do some things.
He finds out on the set. Yeah, he had no idea. And I remember Julia and I were just like, why is she dating that guy?
Dominic. Me too.
Why is she dating Sawyer? Why isn't he dating Josh Holloway?
I thought the same thing when I found out when I was watching that show. I'm like, really?
Really?
Charlie? I love Charlie, but really?
So you got on-set affairs happen, not just in the movies.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I know. That one's too obvious. I wanted to go back and just revisit.
Sienna Miller and Jude Law.
Yeah. But I wanted to, you know, some work. Sure. These are all workplace affairs, after all.
You and Grant. When are we going to talk about that?
No. Yeah, let's go. Moving on.
All right. That is all I have for Vintage Scandal. Way to derail the conversation, Julia. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning RX with 7 locations in the metro area. And if, it is February and people are really, you'd know, like, we're not having our time off until spring break. So you're just really having a fight or an argument or a frustration every night over and over with your kid that is having trouble with school. Why don't you just like take this one step and schedule an assessment? Go in, see what's going on. It's a nationally recognized cognitive skills assessment test called the Woodcock-Johnson test. Don't laugh at that name. And it's 952-949-6900 is the phone number. And again, 7 locations. You can also do your training by Zoom if it's geographically doesn't work out for you. But LearningRx, they can make a huge difference. I will say that Harrison Ford has let us know that Calista refuses to fly with him in his vintage airplane, said he's always crashing.
Can't believe people let him fly him anymore. I thought he was going to be, you know, canceled. All right, so I've got a couple things. Okay. You know, we were talking about Evangelina Lilly, who is so darling, Freckles, Lost.
Yes. She is a nut.
Yeah.
She is nutter butters.
I think she lives by Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His place Tau. Up north in Tau.
She's also in the Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
She's part of this whole Marvel.
Yes.
She did the Avengers movies with Jeremy Renner. They're a whole,
So here's what she said is she went over to his place, and I thought you'd like this, Grant. She walked into his house and got chicken skin because I was like, who says that?
Yeah, well, what that's that a regional mean? Thing. It's goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Oh, okay.
It's goosebumps. Okay. Some parts of the country call it chicken skin. Or gooseys.
Because I was like, to Jeremy Renner, why are you mobile? Why are you mobile? What's happening? And I expected to sit at his bedside and to hold his hand while he moaned and groaned and pained and wasn't able to move. But yet he was wheeling himself around laughing with his friends. It's good. A miracle. It's a straight up miracle.
Wow. That's fast.
Yeah.
For how long? I mean, that was New Year's Eve?
Right.
It was a month ago and he was crushed.
But he's in a wheelchair. He's wheeling himself around. Yeah. But
good news to hear that he's recovering well and fast. And another nice move by his PR department showing a little camaraderie with one.
And, you know, probably he was probably in good shape.
He was in fantastic
shape. But it drove over him.
No, but what I'm saying is to be in good physical shape when you get into like an accident like that, that is a plus on the healing side for you.
100% right, Laura.
Yeah. And when it comes to recovery, these guys are so used to these regimented workouts and strict physical therapy that I bet you he's going to kind of apply that.
Oh, for sure. Like he's in a movie.
Movie, exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Here's something we have to watch tonight. It's Gina Rodriguez, who we loved for what show, Lori?
Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin. She's in a new show, and it premieres tonight right after Abbott Elementary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good lead-in.
I know. At 8:30 or 7:30 our time, and it's called Not Dead Yet.
Hmm.
And she gets advice from dead people.
Didn't we already have this? She writes Ted Danson.
No. She's an obituary writer.
Oh, I see.
And this is supposed to be. It starts out kind of slow, but the fourth and fifth episode are supposed to be great. But I think it looks really cute.
And what's it called again?
It's called Not Dead Yet.
Not Dead Yet.
Yes.
All right, I'm good. Yeah.
So that's on tonight.
I do not like that title.
No. Okay. This is true.
All right. I like her. I want to support her. And yep. I like that it's following Abbott Elementary.
It gives her an opportunity now. Okay, so I have to tell you, I saw this yesterday about Kanye West. The long saga to track down Kanye West with something in common with David Miscavige mm-hmm. is over. His former attorney has finally severed ties. They couldn't find him.
When we were in L.A., they took out an ad
yes.
in two different newspapers in California.
Do you know where he is?
One lawyer. That's how they served notice. He's had several lawyers who want to drop him.
Right. But this is it. Now, this is one that's been with him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they just said
did they find him?
They found him. They have severed ties. They finally found him after a long, long time to find him. But they finally have given him the thing. They're done.
Mm-hmm.
Most of Kanye's associates, including his closest friends, left him. When he continued with his hate-filled statements about Jewish people, Holocaust, everything crazy that he did. But he apparently has been dumped by everybody and now no attorneys.
Yeah.
And he's being sued. He's being sued.
Oh, he needs legal help.
Let's see here. He is
50 ways from Sunday.
His ex-business manager is suing him for $4.5 million, mm-hmm. alleging he wasn't paid for 18 months as a financial advisor. He also struggled to tell him this, to even serve him, kind of what right. we're seeing. You know, they've just, he changed his phone number.
Well, I'm glad everything. He's been quiet. I mean, I hope yeah. he's like doing something.
Reflecting.
Yeah, getting some
he's
help.
He's dangerous.
Yeah.
People allowed him to be dangerous.
Yeah, they encouraged it. They didn't tell him no. And that's part of the whole mentality with a lot right. of these guys is they've never been told no in their life. So why would they think anything's wrong when they do a wrong right. thing? Right?
Right.
Well, you know, it's just the highest office in the land. We had lots of examples of that behavior.
That's true.
There's a Pandora's box of terrible behavior.
That's true. True.
No, really. No. I mean, unacceptable. Honestly. I'm so glad that we don't have to think about either.
Well,
of
someone said the funniest thing. I can't say it. No, mm-hmm.
I say it. Filter came in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Priyanka Chopra has something.
What has happened to her acting career?
Well, she's got a movie coming out.
With?
And it is called Love Again. And it was supposed to come out at Valentine's Day, but now it's been moved to May 12th. And the premise is her fiance dies. And she keeps texting his cell phone.
Mm.
Well, the number was given over to someone else, and it was given over to Sam Heughan from
Outlander.
Outlander.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sam Heughan is trying to find her, so he hires a celebrity, Celine Dion, to try to track her down.
Oh, that sounds kind of cute.
She wrote a note on Wednesday. She posted a video about her Valentine's Day plan, which involves Celine Dion. And she says, you, Celine, Sam, and I, let's make a plan for Valentine's Day. We're bringing you, it's Love Again movie, a trailer in a week.
Mm.
But anyway, I hope Celine is okay. Her sister said she's okay.
What else is she going to tell us?
Yeah, that she's just, you know, karma basically is what she was saying. For all the good things that she'd done, she
right.
believes that she's going to get through this. So it was just kind of like a
Well, I believe, I trust that Celine is getting the best medical care
attention,
there is.
Yeah.
But the problem is that there's so few people have this.
Stiff person syndrome.
Yeah.
Like maybe 1,000 people in all of the world. So like how much effort are they really putting into it?
Well, she's putting a lot in.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. She could like maybe fund her own research. Oh, Celine.
Celine Dion. That Priyanka Chopra, we've talked about this. I like that idea because that's true. Remember we talked about the story where that kid texted his mom all the time on Thanksgiving to
yes.
wish her a Thanksgiving. And then randomly some lady in Arizona
yes.
had that number. And then now they spend every Thanksgiving.
45 years is, you know.
Yeah.
That
kind of, that just seems like a kind of a cool story.
I wonder if Julia and I have had the same cell number since we got cell phones.
Me too. Yeah. I've never had a different one.
I haven't either.
So like since 2001, is that when we got
before that, 98, Laurie, because 98. I still live in Edina.
Oh, you guys had the big ones.
That. Mine is from, because we moved.
Mine was, Edina. I got it for body perks, for the nipples.
Mine was a 952, so it's from when we lived in Edina. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had it forever.
And I'm like, I'm going to take this number to the grave.
And yours is the only number I know anymore, except for my mom's.
Oh, by heart.
And my little sister's. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't know my kids. Don't, you know.
I have a few of my friends' cell phone numbers before, I had my own because you had to memorize them all.
Back so
I've got
day.
I have five numbers of friends and then my parents' home number.
Yeah. I still know my dad's home number.
Yeah.
But I don't know my mom's anymore. But my dad's had the same one.
My mom has had the same one forever.
I've had the same home number since I was born.
You have?
Yeah. They still live in the same house, still live in the same phone number. Yeah. Same thing, 38 years.
Do they still have a landline?
They do. My mom still has a landline and my dad hates it. He goes, only people that call that damn thing are people who want money. Why do we even have it? Your sister calls your cell phone, you know? It's just
because it's still, it comes free.
You save
with your cable bill or something.
Yeah, my dad always has had a funny way for us to remember the home number. He said, it's the measurements, Raquel Welch, 21-38-22.
Oh, all right. Gotta love the zipper.
Dad.
Yeah, that's the zipper.
Yeah, the zipper.
Thanks. Everyone have a great night.
Job done. Off you go.